Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Tuesday, the 19th of May, 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hi, Kelly. Oh, my God. May is almost gone. After an interminable March.
You say that, but I'm not convinced.
it's March 65th, right?
Yeah, well, 83rd. I don't remember anymore. We'll figure it out. Well, it's math, so obviously I'm going to leave it to John. But in the meantime, I'm going to say hello to our other guest, Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Yep. Yep.
That's all she's got for us today. It's going to be a fascinating show.
It's good. Let's do this thing.
Well, I'm glad to have...
I'm trying to contain myself as well.
I'm glad to have both of you here for TV Tuesday, because we're here to talk about TV Plus and a report we got from Bloomberg about... And Charlotte, I'm going to ask you about this. We have a report that Apple is looking to expand their TV Plus offerings by picking up a few shows they did not, in fact, create.
Whoever could have seen this coming?
I would like to point back to every time we've ever talked about TV Plus on this show, and I said, then what? What happens when you get to the end of TV Plus?
Yes. Lots of things have been very unpredictable in 2020. I'd say this is probably one of the most predictable things that has happened in the whole of 2020 so far. Mm-hmm. Apple has found out that making a load of original shows and asking people to pay for them and watch them is really hard.
Really?
If only, yes, if only they had listened to Daily Observations, I don't know, a year ago.
Perhaps more.
I'm going to... Andrew's written up the story for us on the Mac Observer, and I'm going to put a few caveats, as he does in his stories, that none of this is confirmed.
Right.
This is... Obviously, people are starting to talk. This is obviously some speculation that Bloomberg, you assume have reported and are confident enough to publish, that Apple is looking to acquire older movies and TV shows, content they have not made themselves, and will make it available via TV Plus, the subscription service. So at the moment, we don't know if that is what's happening. That, you know, the way the story is presented is that it is a thing that is currently taking place. The acquiring of this catalogue is happening. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as users, we have not seen that content yet. In fact, if you look at TV Plus in the TV app, we'll come back to that in a minute. It's just the kind
of...
We always do. It's the kind of stuff that we know is there already. It's Defending Jacob. It is the Beastie Boys movie. It's Oprah. It's Home. It's The Helps. It's Helpster. It's Snoopy. It's... And so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Now, there is actually, obviously, it's the morning show and on and on and on. There's also something new coming, finally. On the 29th, which is what, I don't even know what day of the week it is anymore. It's Friday a week time, isn't it?
No one knows.
There's an animated musical comedy coming on called Central Park. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be... there is a little bit of new content. But obviously, and we've said it a lot, there is a gap. And the way to fill the gap is to buy other stuff that you haven't made. It's particularly hard to make stuff at the moment. Let's make no bones about it. Apple's production schedule, like everyone else's production schedule, has been blown apart.
Yes.
This is not a difficult problem in... practice to solve. What acquiring rights really needs is money. Apple has buckets of it.
Yeah, but Charlotte, this is going to be very hard to do for Apple because,
as
we've seen with CBS All Access and Paramount Movies, these streaming services like to hold stuff back that they have the rights to.
Correct.
Eventually, they're planning to roll it out as a competitive advantage to make it look like they're adding new content to lure new users in. And so when Apple says, you know, do you have any content you don't need anymore and you'd like to sell us rights to, it's either going to be a price Apple doesn't want to stomach, or it's going to be, nope, we got nothing, Our vault's
yes, closed I believe,
for you.
I believe the conversation goes, lol, no, bye.
Now, I do want to put out, I want to put forth a theory that came out in the meeting this morning, which is because one of the first things I thought about when I saw this headline, one of the things that occurred to me was what's left, because as each subsequent streaming service has come out, they've put out, you know, we've got Friends, right? We're the streaming network that has Friends. We're the streaming network that has Stranger Things. We're the streaming network that has The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel or The Expanse, you know, on Amazon Prime. We have Star Trek Discovery, whatever. And as each of those services has come out and sort of tied themselves to that signature show, what we haven't seen from Apple is tying themselves to a known quantity, right? Like we got... we're the ones with For All Mankind. We're the ones with C and, you know, things like that. But we didn't get anything when we talk about the Apple service that we already know. So as all these other services come out and they're like, we've got Seinfeld, we've got 30 Rock, we've got, you know, whatever. What's left out there for Apple to even come out and go, hey, it's this? Well, Dave Hamilton's theory was WKRP in Cincinnati because Apple already has good relationships with the music companies that would give the rights and the clearances, which is part of the reason nobody can watch that show on anything streaming right now, is because they played a lot of music on that show that was important to the show, and getting clearance for all that stuff is terrible. And in fact, there's a story going around right now. I was just seeing a bunch of conversation about in the Wayne's World movie, they played too many notes of Stairway to Heaven, which is why now whenever you watch the movie, it doesn't sound anything like Wayne is playing Stairway to Heaven on that guitar in the guitar shop at all, even though the guy points to the sign that says no stairway. So there's a whole lot of stuff that goes into all of these. And like, basically, I just sort of wish that I could be watching WKRP in Cincinnati. And if Apple could pull that off, that would be awesome. Because I don't care as much about Friends or The Office or Seinfeld. And maybe that makes me a bad TV consumer. I don't know. But there you have it. What's your theory, John?
Well, I can give you a list of stuff that's left. Rocky Jones, Life with Elizabeth, Captain Midnight, Sky King, Pinky Lee, and December Bride.
I've never heard of any of those shows. So for all I know, you made every one of them up. And
Oh, no. People who are a little baby boomers will know.
Okay, well.
Am I allowed to do it?
You are.
Okay.
Go ahead, but call HR first, make a reservation.
Go ahead, Charlotte.
No, I just wanted to okay boomer John. I'm done. Look, I think it's all very well listing shows that we would like to see on Apple TV Plus, and that's fine. And you could probably start digging around and find some content that is of value that Apple could find the money in its bank account to buy. And someone might even be willing to sell it to Apple. I think the bigger issue is if this does turn out to come to pass, I think there's an issue with quite what an about face this will be for Apple.
Yes.
It has always said the thing about Apple TV Plus is we know the catalogue isn't huge, but we've got great originals. You can't see this anywhere else. These are our shows. This is TV from in the Apple universe. This is what we've made. Please send us $9.99 a month after a year. Oh no, $4.99. It's less, isn't it? It's less than News Plus.
Yeah.
Please send us not very much money every month. Oh, and you
know, I think Apple has to be flexible, Charlotte. I think with this COVID-19 pandemic, Apple has to go against its original policy, which they had the luxury of entertaining at a low price. But you have to be flexible. Businesses have to change the way they do business. And I can't criticize Apple for expanding its portfolio. No. And the other thing that's going to have to happen is that if Apple pays too much for these shows they want to license, it's going to reverse their return on investment. It's going to make it harder to make a profit off Apple TV Plus, and then they have to raise prices. And that's going to be a competitive disadvantage. So that's something to consider, too.
I'm also, and I am thinking out loud here slightly, which is always a problem, I accept, that if you're Jennifer Aniston, who has, and Reese Witherspoon, who have plowed everything into an original and given it to Apple, and then you, or you're, you know, the people from, people behind C, if you're M. Night Shyamalan, and so on and so forth, and you're now part of something that's not exactly what you were sold originally. You were giving original, you were doing a deal on original content to be part of something that was all about high-end original content. It wasn't a load of original content plus some old stuff that we found at the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, but nobody's going to care, Charlotte. Nobody's going to really criticize Apple. I mean,
people, probably no,
some,
but I
some
think...
journalists will drag out their pen and say, oh, shame on Apple, they reverse course. But most consumers are going to go, you know, what's available? What am I paying? What do I like?
I'm more actually talking about from the perspective of the kind of, you know,
the creators that are already working with Apple on this were sold this bill of goods, which is not what it is if they start picking up old TV. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it is a different, you are part of something that is different to what you originally signed up on. Now, if it gets more people watching the show you've made, maybe you don't care. As I say, I'm thinking out loud, but it's again not. It's another caveat if to put, have in our mind as this if this turns out to be true,
right?
And so, look, it's going to be very, very interesting to watch as it plays out. I think the question of what is available and who's willing to sell it is a huge one. I think, frankly, adding more non-Apple originals into a free streaming service, it just makes the whole thing even more confusing. I think we discussed it last week when I wrote a column on this, the whole multiplicity of products kind of called Apple TV.
Yeah.
Is confusing enough already. The UI is confusing enough already. If there are some shows that you don't have to pay for, but are old, but then there's some old show, like it's a bit more like Amazon Prime, but it just becomes a mess. Do you know what I mean? Prime Video, there's originals and old stuff they have the rights to, and then certain shows you end up buying, and that's Apple is just becoming more and more like that if it goes down this path.
I'm going to make a prediction, Charlotte. I will stand on this. Apple will fail. They will not be able to acquire any useful content that people want to watch, and they'll just either they were charged too much, or they couldn't get it because it was held back. And the whole thing's going to blow over and we will never hear of it again.
That seems pretty plausible to me. And they'll say, and, you know, Apple can say, oh, we never wanted it. It was always about originals for us anyway.
Right.
Perfectly plausible. Perfectly plausible.
And unless I come up with something else that's like more like a bigger deal than, say, WKRP, even though that would be a really fun show to get to watch again. I don't know that there's anything out there that Apple could pick up that would be a big deal that would really set them apart from everybody else.
Howdy Doody is probably available.
Okay, that one I know. I understood that reference.
Apple could have done this.
Kukla, Fran, and Allie, how's that?
I know that one too because I'm a Muppet nerd. but Charlotte, I want to know what it is you want to... talk to us about.
No, I was just again I was thinking perhaps 2 years ago there before Peacock, HBO Max, whatever it's called, and so on and so forth,
everybody got their own service,
that's basically it. Apple may have been able to get hold of some useful content. I mean, we've even seen content disappear off the kind of big name streamers as the original creators launch their own direct to consumer services.
Yes, all the Disney that vanished from Netflix, for example.
The Disney that vanished from Netflix being the most obvious one, but there's also things like Will and Grace suddenly went off at Amazon Prime Video. I think The Good Wife did the same, didn't it?
And Friends left, and someone else has a deal with BBC now, so a lot of British shows that we used to get to watch here on Amazon are gone now. Yeah.
BritBox is the BBC thing. And I think Friends is still here in the UK. I need to keep checking. Yes. It still keeps coming up on.
Which is a different story altogether. Like what you get streaming service is very different than what we get. Even the streaming service, like even if it's available, maybe you get it on Netflix, but we get it on something else.
Yeah, exactly. And we've had this conversation about Picard and other things as well. I think West Wing is another one. But I think Apple was probably trying to do this at least a year later than it was ever possible.
Mm-hmm.
Which probably means John's prediction is going to bear out. You may get one or two little things and Apple will pretend it's very exciting.
Right. I don't think it'll be a library deal. It'll be it'll be one show. It won't be like we get all the stuff from this TV production company that no one else picked up. Like we have the entire library of whatever. It's going to be, we got WKRP. Yeah. We got Kukla, Fran and Ollie. We got, you know, that one thing. And that's going to be it, you know.
And we'll have a Tim Cook tweet saying how excited he is about it.
Yes.
And the world will move on. Exactly. It's just as a final point, because I know you're going to tell John and I to go back into our corners in a minute. It's interesting.
Sure, we agreed on everything, though.
I know. It's frightening.
Yay.
It's kind of nice.
It's interesting that the two services that have totally pinned their flag on the original content mast, i.e. Quibi and Apple TV Plus, appear to be the ones struggling the most. Now, Quibi has a whole other set of problems, which we don't even have any kind of showtime left to discuss that. But it's interesting, and it shows quite how ambitious Apple's plan was, quite how hard it would have been to put off in the best circumstances, never mind the circumstances people find themselves in now.
Exactly. And I think that's a big piece of this, is that Apple was already sort of entering the arena far more than fashionably late, far less content than anybody else had. I mean, remember the biggest streaming service that we had for so long was Netflix, which at that point had zero original content. And remember how weird it was when we were like, why is Netflix making their own movies? Why are they doing TV shows? This is weird. And then we got Prime Video, and Prime Video offered people a bunch of all-you-can-eat sort of streaming video service, and then Amazon got into original content. So it's like they're sort of coming at it, Apple is coming at it the opposite direction that a lot of other places did, because they're coming at it as, we're going to build all our own content and then put it out to people, which is not how the rest of them worked. So that's the part that I think was always going to be a strike against them anyway. And it would have been terribly surprising to see them succeed. It would have been great if they'd succeeded at this. But I don't think they succeeded at it the way that they want to. So I'm hoping that we continue to see some, not just some innovation, but some other good content out of them that might make it something that would be slightly more worthwhile than just like, I'll buy a new Apple thing and then I'll get it free for a year. And when it goes away, I'm not going to miss it, you know,
Kelly, which I think is where they're at now. Do I have time for a final comment?
You do.
I was watching Jerry Seinfeld, the comedians in cars getting coffee. And he was talking to one of his guests and he was talking about how comedy is the great discriminator. You live and fail, and it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. Is the comedy lives and dies according to people's interest, and you know right away if you're a failure, and it's a brutal environment where the reality of your comedy is all that matters. And if you're good, you're good, and if you're not, the comedy universe filters you out. And so this kind of applies to Tim Cook. He had this doctrine. And the doctrine was, we're going to do original content. But was that doctrine based on the idea of maximizing profits and subscribership? Or was it just an idea that was independent of and orthogonal to what works in the streaming business? It's beginning to look like, in the light of the pandemic, It was just a philosophy. It was just a doctrine that made them look good. But it wasn't designed to maximize subscribers.
Sure. And I don't... And I wonder at what point that reality is going to have to come down on the doctrine and, you know, yeah, two ideas enter, one idea leaves, Thunderdome kind of thing.
Some of these services are going to fail or begin to fail and then merge. So then the question is, if Apple decided to merge with someone, who would they merge with? Mm-hmm. Oh, strike a deal with Quibi, huh?
No. No. I think it would be Disney Plus, but that, you know, not like Disney needs anybody, you know, to help them out in any way. So what
service desperately needs Apple TV's content, TV Plus's content?
Yeah. And they couldn't get it anyway because of Snoopy. So, you know, we couldn't, that would never happen. So we'll have to leave it there for now. But this, I think it's an interesting idea. I think it was a thing that in the back of my mind, I always just sort of presumed would happen. Even though Apple continued to sort of stand their ground on 100% original. So mostly the reason I'm interested in watching this happen is because I want to know what they're going to end up with. Like I said, we don't know what's left. So if you have ideas about shows that are not available on streaming, we definitely want to hear from you. Observations@MacObserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes if there's something besides WKRP in Cincinnati, or if you just really want to share your fond memories of that program, by all means, go ahead and let us know. We love listener mail. I want to thank both of you for being here today. John, thanks so much for coming by.
You're welcome. Captain Midnight.
All right. I have to go update John's nickname in my phone contacts. Charlotte, thanks so much for being here today.
I've already left.
Before you leave, bye, Charlotte.
Bye, John.
Charlotte's given up already. I think she probably gave up about minute 10, to be honest. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.